Bon, around the new episode, around be on a new guest. Ma do small intro. Yes, as I be talk for my Tango House with the Chakara all thing the way it get to be. The episode go be about Forex. I don't hear Forex all start become Forex. And me personally, I know the trade Forex. I never ever trade Forex. But I be curious person and I don't ever like for judge something without having enough information about that thing. The interview would get them. I'm not being sponsored. They never pay me for anything. These are just my opinions and questions which I wanted to ask someone who trades Forex for fit help, for guide a lot of other people who they might be thinking about getting into it. My guest today, Nandi Wesley, we meet on Instagram. Very amazing person. He reached out to me, say he liked my platform. He wants, you know, just kind of chat with me. And then from there, we'll get to know ourselves. And I was like, bro, I like the way I mind the work. Young Cameroonian way they try for do one or two things then for improve a lot of other people that life and Cameroon in general. So I was like, me at this will I be big on integrity. I never ever trade me Forex. But if you bring you on to the platform, the podcast, I have a conversation. I ask you genuine questions about Forex. And if you answer, I'm fine. It maybe go help the next person way you want to get into that world. But before we even start anything, before I let him introduce himself, I'll just tell you when I say there's so much risks involved in trading Forex. No go use your mommy in jaggy money, trade Forex. No use your life savings, trade Forex. If you know send a money where you not be ready for lose them, you know, take a go put that into Forex. Because Rex, I tell you, you go four Rex. Anyways, the Wesley day, I will give some time, may introduce yourself.
Hello, guys. Thank you very much, my brother Makiza, for having me here today. I'm so thrilled to be on this podcast with you. It's so incredible, the content that you give back to our community. And I mean, it's just the way you have of doing your, I don't know if I would say comedy or the way you have to go about it, the way you connect with our people here in Cameroon is just so incredibly fascinating. For that, I would say I appreciate your work a lot. So I personally, I go by the name Dale Wesley, and I've been trading Forex for a while, half a decade already, and I'm into other various activities like poultry farming and agriculture. So yeah, and also I'm pleased to be on this space with you because it was about time for us to get to talk about Forex facts, not fictions, of the Forex industry and the topics that a lot of people don't like to talk about. So
right,
thank you for having me on this podcast. I appreciate that once more.
No, thank you more for being on here. More of an English speaker. As you know, me, I go hold on the pigeon side. He go hold on for that English side. Because you know me, I give the way it is. So, they're a Francophone, but grew up away as Anglophone from Kumba. I mean, I don't know if you want to talk more into that, like your upbringing.
Yeah. I'm a Kumba Viking, Kumba born from Cape Town, especially Fiango.
But man, tell you something. Maybe all Kumba man, native man, Muna no fear. Because see, I know for sure, see, as long as you say Kumba, the first nothing a lie. The men, they lie some kind of thing them. I know the Josh person, the character, we just recently meet ourselves, but from seeing what I don't gather so far, I think they an honest person. So continue your introduction.
They born me for Kumba, so I grew there for since my childhood. I schooled in Kumba. Most of my friends are from Cape Town, and I really love the place because, you know, that's where my childhood, that's where I grew up. So, like, I was schooled there before moving to Bamenda for secondary education and boarding school. And I'm a Francophone, but then, you know, I have this English culture in me that I really love. I got to know the people. I will not even say I'm a Francophone, I'll say I'm an Anglophone. So,
right.
I'm just Francophone on paper, but you know, the personality is an Anglophone. So,
before we go into our topics about Forex, I will disclaim again. I will talk again. Say, no go use your mommy jangi money, trade Forex. No go use your life savings, trade Forex. If you know you are not willing to lose everything, don't do it. We'll progress now with question them as they're talking on, you know, trade Forex for almost half a decade, about 5 years now. What is Forex?
I'll use the layman term to explain these and for each and every one of us to be able to understand what Forex is all about. So Forex is basically, it is basically the buying and selling of different country currency pair. For instance, France CFA. Buying France CFA when the prices of France CFA drops in the market, and selling France CFA when its price at the current market value increases. So now you need to know those factors that influence the volatility of France CFA in the foreign exchange market. Let me simplify it. You see, like people at the, in Cameroon at hotels like Hotel Donde, those people that stand by the roadside to exchange, you know, dollars for France CFA. That's actually Forex. That's the traditional format of Forex.
Right.
The digital format of Forex is when you are able to trade it online using application and different trading platforms.
Right.
And passing through an intermediary which acts like a broker. To be the middleman between an individual and the financial market itself.
If I hear you correct, I say Forex, pretty much the buying and selling of foreign currencies. We'll take, for example, my use Britain. Call, you know, say me, I don't go London. You know, somebody use Britain for say, okay, the pound, that's what they call it for Britain, or the pound sterling, they trade against the US dollar. So depending on the demand of pound in the world, pound value will either shoot up, and also depending on the economic factors behind the British economy, pounds go either shoot up or go down. So now, you the best way it gets sense, you buy pounds, that way pounds, they're a little bit cheaper. And then you sell and that way pounds don't go up for up. That more, that difference when they from that you buy them to that you sell them, nah, your own gain that you don't make them. So that's kind of like Forex. Am I correct?
Exactly, that's it.
My next question to you, Indy, is trading Forex easy? Because as we know, here I come and join my academy, come and trade with us. Now you make your money overnight. let's say any buy and sell, or any man who can move video hook up on his smartphone trade Forex. Is it easy?
Well, trading, it's not easy at all. It is one of the most difficult domain we exist. The worst thing about it all is the fact that social media make it looks like it's easy, but it's not. You know, it's one of the most difficult domain that it requires your full attention, your undivided attention, and just a little mistake can ruin your entire life saving. So it's not as easy as people make it look online. It requires some discipline in you as an individual. It requires work ethics. It requires most especially risk management parameters for you to be able to know how to manage your money in the financial market. Because
if Forex were easy, all we for the make millions of dollars a year. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
If there was any easy way to make money on this earth, nobody would be working. Everybody would be doing that easy thing. There's this cool fact, well, also one point out there, but I know you give the fact because I won't scare any person away.
Mm-hmm.
About 90% of Forex traders are not successful. So if we're on a 10th class, 9 people go fail, 1 person go pass. I'm not saying this to scare anybody. I'm just telling you to help you prepare your psychology or prepare your mind if that's what you are willing to sign up for. But there's a lot of reward to your investment. So there's a probability for you to make a lot of money, but there's also a high risk involved in anything you're doing with foreign exchange. I don't know if you agree with the sentiments we're just more
getting. I do. I agree on it, especially based off of the fact that we have a lot of individuals that makes it look as if Forex is very easy. But most especially those lives that are fueled by reasons to trying to sell something to the audience. And it's not really, really advice. In fact, for me, it disgusts me because it's like you're just living a lifestyle knowing that you wouldn't trick people to come and ask you, like, you know, what is funding that lifestyle?
Cut me soup.
Show me your mark.
Give me way.
So it's an indirect marketing scheme that people use to attract people to themselves.
Right.
And now it doesn't mean like, all of those people are not successful too.
Right.
Yes. We have, fresh traders that are very successful and they are genuine people. Mm-hmm. Some of which I can say is, the inner circle trader. For those who know trading, they would know the name that I'm talking about. The inner circle trader is one of the most transparent, honest individual that have been giving free content to millions of people that have traded the same strategy and they've made a lot of money from trading.
Right.
In as much as it's risky, it has its advantage and it has its disadvantage.
Right.
You can also make money out of trading.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the good, when you have a good mentor that will be honest, honest and very transparent with you. So,
right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Happy more access on Cine. You don't ever see any forex trader where he becomes successful with the copy signal.
But I don't know. I don't really be involved with forex, but ask the people them.
Yes. Mm. No, the people that already listen, they will understand. There is no successful trader that became successful from copying signal. I don't want to talk now, as I talk to now, just because of the fact, say, you will see a lot of forex mentors and they say they sell signal. With them, they say they know say they are student. They know go become rich from buying signal, but they see sell them. Why? Because it's another extra stream of income.
Come.
That comes, you know, in their pocket individually as, you know, it's more business. It's become more of a business than you know.
You don't talk that to so remember me of the people that say African Panacea Insta boss. That put that tells African Panacea the core 286.6. Say as you did for years, so anything where you think of your life, African Panacea they cure him. But that ground where you talk for him up is may never cure him up. Look underneath the hood.
Yeah.
Look deep. So before you want to choose any mentor, do your research.
Yeah.
Do your research. And make sure say person know the one say you na snake oil. And be ready for the outcome, whether positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get anything to add on that.
You said, you know, just observe and don't go for the flashy lifestyle because anybody can mimic flashy lifestyle online. You know, it is expensive, but if you know how to mimic the expensive lifestyle that will fruit rewards from your end, knowing how to market and package yourself, you'll know how to brand yourself and make money out of that branding using Forex, because a lot of people have the mentality that Forex is a get-rich-quick scheme.
Right. I want to really appreciate your honesty for coming on here and actually being 100% transparent with Cameroonians that maybe it's not a get-rich scheme. There's a lot of risks involved and things can go really wrong. One thing I want to talk and say, they don't show you the negative aspects of Forex. They don't show you the amount of people that have lost their lives, lost their mortgages, and a lot of other bad things that happen. I don't know if you get any more points to add on to that what I just raised.
Well, I'm actually happy that you brought that up because when you go on social media, when you go on YouTube, and first of all, before we even go into that, let's understand that Forex is a 6.6 trillion US dollar market traded every single 24 hours. Now, if you, let's say, hypothetically speaking, right, Makiza, you're the owner of Forex, the market. Now you are worth, your market is worth 6.6 trillion US dollar traded every single 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll ask you a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give the resources or put your formula out there for someone else to use your formula and make money in your business and get you bankruptcy?
No.
Now what I was coming to is Forex has a lot of liquidity that they can put a lot of fake information out there to do the reverse of what they educated the mass. When you see some kind of information out there, like when you want trade Forex, you may use 20 pips stop loss. Before I want to see that information, I want to see like 20, 200 million people, I want to see that same ad. They trade using that same ad. They be more liable to put their stop loss for one specific environment because that 200 people, they don't watch that same video.
Video?
Where they teach them, say, me, they put their stop loss for a specific direction. Where now the market, they use that algorithm to reach for that stop. So what I'm trying to explain is, the market is very, very volatile and it's being manipulated. And a lot of information that you see on social media is not what you think it is, because the market literally almost all the time do the reverse of what you are being taught online.
Now, right.
To come back to your question, one thing I hate about social media is it doesn't show the amount of people, like you said, lose their money, lost their life, ruin their relationship, lost maybe their home and every single thing, right? And it's always amazing how you see all of these success stories online.
Right.
Because the algorithm is meant to promote those stuff, because when they promote those stuff, it generates more attention and more money comes into the financial market.
Right. The reason why you reach out to me now because you get a 6 months free Forex training program.
Yeah.
Where you say you want to train other people how to trade Forex. My question, I say, if you already make money from Forex trading, why you not just decide to improve on your skills and make more money rather than mentor some people or teach other people how to trade on Forex? What's your goal? What's in there for you? Why you want to do that instead?
Well, that's a very great question, because teaching in Forex nowadays have become more of a multi-level marketing scheme. That a lot of quote-unquote gurus, Forex gurus, use to exploit their community and extort money from them indirectly without them knowing. And they don't even know that they are the one that funds those mentors' lifestyle. Now, the reason for my free mentorship, I opened a Forever in Profit Foundation that is meant to educate and help guide the less privileged and those who don't have the financial capability to pay for tutoring. We will be educating people for free. The six month mentorship for free is just the beginning, because it will keep going on for free. Now, my main objective is to educate our community with the right trading mentality and Forex fact, without selling any dream, without you know, trying to extort and, you know, telling them that we are selling courses and every single thing that we will every single fact about Forex, its pros and its cons and its disadvantages.
Thank you very much for sharing this that information, because it will help a lot of people. Now, my whole goal is behind the episode. I know too, I want action. I say, wait to be your trading style, your principle.
Oh, okay. I trade Forever and Profit model that I came up with after over 5 years of studies, and it's pretty simple, not that complicated. And it's what I'm actually teaching during this period of my free mentorship program to our community. And it's, using market fundamentals, and using the teaching also of the individual's name that I mentioned in here, that is called the Inner Circle Trader in the trading industry. If you know any successful trader in the trading industry, they know that name. And I use one of his two components put together with what I tend to discover and learn, such as, you're not going to know, but
I don't know.
I use institutional order flow. I use price action. I use, IBDA, enterprise delivery algorithm, to trade, seeking out for market buy side or sell side liquidity, depending on the overall directional bias of the market.
Another thing to it. I'll be one asking, I say, what are some of the factors that influence the movement of foreign exchange? You know, of course, with my own small research, what I do, I know there are a lot of geopolitical issues that would influence why a certain currency will be higher than other currencies, economic factors, and a lot of other factors that you need to pay attention to. So for you, what are some of the factors you think influence the foreign exchange market?
I think it's alarming how all of us have a little understanding of what foreign exchange is all about. But, you know, Wall Street likes to use terms that makes us think that they are the only one that know how to do what they do. Most of the factors that influence Forex, like you said, are the geopolitical and economic factor mostly, because those are the factors that can easily manipulate a specific country's currency pair. Now, when you trade Forex, you have two country currency paired together, which means if, like you thought, Great British pounds.
Pound sterling.
Be combined with US dollar. Mm. Now, if US dollar did drop, it means there's a huge possibility that the buy pressure on pound sterling decline.
Mm.
Because the two, they be combined.
Right.
So,
right.
They combine to form one trading pair.
Mm.
So I'm now JBP USD.
Mm. Yes. JBP with na Great Britain's pound.
The economic factor that influences a US dollar, you are trading Great British pound, that is correlated, that is with USDT pair.
Mm-hmm.
It means any economic factor in the US economy will affect that currency pair because it's combined with USD. And at the same time, any Great British pound economic factor
mm-hmm.
that can affect Great British pound will affect that same currency
right.
pair because they are both combined.
Together. I'll break them down in a layman level, but finish my breakdown. Down. You don't finish?
No.
finish.
Oh, my God. So, when the two, they're big. So, just to say that the two of them, those two countries,
mm-hmm.
their economic inflationary or deflationary motive will affect those currency pair
mm-hmm.
positively or negatively. Now you get for know or you get for use your technical or fundamental analysis to be able to position yourself
before right.
come out.
Right. No, it makes sense. So for example, if you get Mami Wade say Yahoo and Mami Wade say Gato, and you know for instance Gato and Yahoo don't pair them together.
Yes.
Don't pair them together. Mm-hmm. So if Gato, the demand they go up. You see the way Gato decline now.
Gato Ayahu explain.
Yeah, use that explain.
Mao used to come then explain the economic factor. So
right.
Gato and Yahoo go no see, you don't go but you be data way British pair then.
Bunch beach pay.
Oh, yeah, British pair Yahoo. Okay. That way, Mo just say, that way, the best way be the same, which is then they come for school.
Mm-hmm.
What did it happen for Yahoo?
They never buy Yahoo, no.
They never buy Yahoo. You see, I know.
Yeah.
That which is where the anyone who want buy, which is buy Yahoo, got that combination.
You understand?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I like that analogy fine. Now, another question I'll get in, I say, does having a large capital guarantee success in Forex? Is that guaranteed or what's the case?
No, it's not. Having a large capital in Forex doesn't mean, you know, the guarantee say you're going to make money because that same large capital, if it lost at all, it's a Forex market in less than 25 minutes, if you don't know where to trade, you can have the money, but you don't have the skills. Because to be able to trade Forex and become successful, and the fun fact of it is, have even $1 million as a capital. If you don't know what you're doing, it's just a matter of time for you to be able to lose all of that money in the market.
You know, you never go, give person, you never run call box before 5 minutes, may run store. You are can all the future without to rocho or chin don't all for stock.
Wanna make our get any support with the capital podcast.
If you talk a little bit more about your other business venture then so that it helps other people the way they think about doing business.
When I started Forex in 2019, it was tough. It was a hell of a ride, but it's not impossible because, you know, you have to understand that you can make a living out of forensics, but it's not as easy as social media make it seem, but you can make a living out of it now.
Mm-hmm.
I have been privileged, or as I would say, I'm grateful for the fact that I am able to make money from forex and remove those funds and be able to put it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That I know that, because trading is one of the things that can literally give you gray hair in your early 30s. Because when you're losing money, trust me, your blood pressure increases.
I never sleep. For the God.
So one thing that I would advise anyone that is reaching a certain level of financial stability in forex or in the financial market is to be able to have another business outside of trading that actually generate them consistent stream of revenue without them being emotionally aroused or suffer through anxiety or depression every single day, like the financial mm-hmm. market, because it will happen. And I believe that a lot of people that when they will listen to this, if they are traders, they will relate, because losing money is no fun.
That would be used to go 11 February, go play you never lost 2,000 straight for front of PCM.
When I started making money in forex, I decided to venture in agriculture because my family is into agriculture as well.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I grew up from, even though mm-hmm. I was in the southwest from Kumba, but I still had that in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to put money in agriculture. First, I didn't believe in it because, you know, it's not something that, you know, southwest boy, them, no, bro.
Masa.
Apropos,
do you want to mango shang?
Mango shang. Ha! It's not something that our youth or Anglophone youth are used to. You know, we are more used to having stuff like Babin Saloon, Calf, you know, stuff like that. And
the
market in that aspect is getting congested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys said this, we have a lot of Calf already. We have a lot of, you know,
Babin Saloon.
We have a lot of shops.
Shop the day.
But, you know, when you go to the agricultural aspect of it, you know, you don't even see youths engaged in that part.
Right.
And I ventured there, and actually it's been quite productive.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the return to investment that I'm seeing from it. Mm-hmm. And it has encouraged me more to get into it. But I first of all got into it by passion, you know, just like forex, I got into forex by passion, not for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I got into forex for the money, I would have quit a long time ago. And that's the same mentality I use to get into agriculture, because mm-hmm. you know, agriculture is a long-term business. When you put something on the ground, you know, you need time for it to
right. Now that makes sense. When you talk about you got into agriculture by passion, what makes you passionate about forex or agriculture?
There's nothing passionate about forex, but your why. Mm-hmm. Your why needs to be the fuel that motivates you every single time you feel demoralized.
Mm-hmm.
The reason mm-hmm. why. Started it in the first place.
Yeah,
that was my motivation. And back then, we didn't have mentors like we have randomly nowadays. It was very difficult for you to even see a forex mentor. You would not even see. So,
mm-hmm.
Just like that, and I ended up falling in love with the craft, because you know when you it's just like math. Your first time was solve some mathematical problem the way you had it, man. I barely. Then
yeah.
Imagine when you successfully crack that formula. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That same mathematical problem where it would take you like 30 minutes to 1 hour for solve, and if it takes you now 15 minutes.
Right.
The honest fact of forex that some of these mentors will not tell you is that you can go months without making money in forex. And that's just the truth. When I say months without making forex, I'm not talking about you getting up one day, you trade and you make what, $100, then you lost it back tomorrow. That's not money. Because you didn't withdraw it out of the market to use it and do something else. When you want to talk about you making money in the market, it's you closing an overall year in profitability. It's not you making $1,000 this month, then you lose it the next month. It's like you gave back the money to the market. You didn't make money at all.
Yes. At the end of the day, you just dance and bagalum. You dance one step up front, one step back. You just, you know, it's like.
You know, coupé de calé, no? You know, Arafat, no? Because that's so pop, you go for and come back.
You can't go for a come back. They're the same. You never go no side. They're the same place.
Hey, laugh, mama.
Go on. I hear you.
Then now you can't make money for Forex, especially one as a wine press. And that's a lot of mistakes that all of us should really do.
Right. Right.
We start living some kind of life that we don't manage our money the way we are supposed to.
Right. Right.
And that's how we find ourselves in the same routine that you get money, you go back broke. You get money.
Right. No, I agree with you on that. I think financial literacy is something we as young Cameroonians need to really pay attention to. The matter name for make the money, you go fit keep am.
Now the question that
you go fit make more. I want to encourage all of us, young Cameroonians who have dreams of, you know, doing great things in the future, to understand that financial literacy and understanding that making money is just a small tiny piece of the whole puzzle. The ultimate goal is to be able to continuously make money. Maybe say, I go work today, I chop all things. At the end of the day, you don't mean I work chop, because you only work now, see me chop, or you go impress other people them. But I think that's the wrong mindset for us to have as if we want to grow.
Not only is Forex complicated, but there are multiple factors that can prevent a beginner trader to become successful.
This is another episode of Matango House. I wish and I hope everybody enjoyed this discussion. Our goal for this discussion was to provide knowledge to a lot of young Cameroonians who might be thinking of getting into foreign exchange trading, to make the right call based on their own judgment. At the end of the day, I cannot control your actions. I cannot tell you what you are going to do. But make sure, say anything you want to do your research. Be willing to accept the risks after your actions and choose your mentors wisely. Because just the way we Momo put go scam you, they call you online, scam you, mentor will scam you. See, a lot of things can go wrong. So take your time. Now, I don't give my conversation with the listening to him. Be the judge if you want, reach out to you for be person with to guide you.